I want to bring on our next guest. Our next guest has a cool name, and I think this is really a lesson for everyone. If you are a fitness celebrity, you definitely want to have your first name to have a cool name. You want to have, first of all, an accent. That's you should have an accent.
That helps.
And if your first name begins like with a what's those schools? The Ivy League schools, like Brown, Dartmouth. Right. If you're, you know, Cornell, that would be a great name to have. But he is a fitness expert, fitness troubleshooter to the stars. He's worked with people like Colin Firth, Leo DiCaprio, Joseph Fiennes, tons of people. He has a book out called Celebrity Body on a Budget, which is great because a lot of people can't, you know, aren't celebrities. They can't afford it.
Exactly.
We have with us Cornell Chin. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on the show. That's a big lead-in. No pressure, I see.
Now, Cornell, listen, I know I appreciate you taking time out because of we all know that right now what's going on in the world, there's a lot of trouble. England almost didn't qualify. They got through, though, yesterday.
We're going to talk about more World Cup?
We're talking about the World Cup, Cornell. The heck with fitness? Want to talk about the World Cup. What's going on with the team?
God, we've got a...
A lot of stars.
All of our national side,
yes.
All the sort of inter-teams are made up of all the premiership, the top league guys, are made up of predominantly foreign guys. So they then go off and play in their respective countries, and we're left with not-so-good guys. That's a problem. We've got perhaps, I can probably count three or four who are exceptional players.
Yes.
But the rest of them need to bring the level up.
Yes.
And, you know...
Now, let me ask you this. Now, apparently, England doesn't frown upon when the players sleep with the other players' wives. Right? That doesn't seem to be a problem there. They seem to, ah, listen.
It's a little competition amongst the team.
And we'll move forward. I heard that John Terry kind of hangs out by himself now. He's not doesn't travel with the team as much because.
No, I think he's too busy fighting the women off. That's what it is.
Well, listen, I'm a big supporter of the England soccer team. I think you guys have some of the most incredible players in the world on one squad between Steven Gerrard and I was going to say Andy Rooney from 69.
Wayne Rooney.
94. That's good. Still playing.
Just a wonderful squad. I know that everyone's talking about soccer over there, but let's talk about you and let's talk about some of these celebrities and your book called Celebrity Body on a Budget. A lot of times people can't afford to get a trainer. And in your book, you really go over a lot of things that people can do and really what they can do to get the most bang for their buck. If someone's starting out and they want to work out, what are some of the must-haves that people need to have to start off training?
Well, the first thing needs knowledge. They need to be, let me rewind that. What they need is a motivation, first of all. They need the purpose.
Right.
Why are they training? And people fall by the wayside very quickly because they don't have a motivation. They're doing it because everyone else is doing it.
Right.
So if they've got the motivation, they've got a purpose, then that's the numero uno. That's very important. The next thing, you need the knowledge. They need to be directed. They need a bit of direction. So they need to get a workout plan structured. So one of the ways, and I get this quite a lot, I have people who don't want a trainer who come to them every single day, three times a week or once a week. They sometimes employ me just to show them the mechanics of working out, how to do things properly.
Right.
And then I do program updates. So I would say that's the second most important thing. Get yourself a structured program. Someone could give you, you know, positive feedback, a bit of direction, that sort of thing. And then it's limited equipment. And my book then demonstrates very clearly that you don't need a whole bunch of sophisticated equipment to get yourself in very good shape, you know, celebrity body ready.
Right. And you also talk about in your book, you also go through a bunch of topics like gym memberships. Should I get one? Should I not get one? If I'm going to buy a treadmill, what are some of the buying tips? Do you think gyms are the solution for people? Do you think is that the answer for people trying to lose weight on a budget?
Listen, I came sort of from I graduated into a gym environment, and gyms are fantastic. I mean, they have all the glossy equipment, all the latest all singing, all dancing equipment that will get you fit pretty quickly. They've got most clubs now, especially in England, I'm sure in the States is the same thing. We have a bunch of very educated fitness instructors who go through proper schooling to learn how to learn their craft. And they're employed by the fitness clubs, and they run like a proper business. I mean, the whole idea of the club is to retain and rather attract and also retain clients. Without the general punter, they wouldn't be in business. So it's all become quite a skill in order to retain them.
Now, Cornell,
the gym's a great environment.
Let me stop you right there. Apparently, in the schools here that teach some of the universities and schools, they teach a certain technique, which I haven't seen very often, but it's very common. And it is that apparently when men trainers train females, they tend to hold on to their triceps and onto their waist very often. Is that something that's also common that you notice?
A lot of touching.
A lot of touching.
Yeah, it's a very personal. Environment you're working in with these people, and I think most people when they go to a gym, they realize that a good qualified fitness trainer or fitness instructor is going to say, look, you're going to be working these parts here. And it's all about coaching as well as just ensuring that the body's in good alignment. It's not just about touching because they want to, you know, they want to get off on it. It really is about aligning the client and making sure the posture is right and the form is correct. So the touching aspect is important.
Right.
Some trainers take it a little bit too far. You know, so be it.
Yeah, we have a lot of experience with trainers that graduated from that into, you know, furthering the relationship after hours for personal training in the home. You know,
yes.
I hear that the Princess of Sweden,
she married
a trainer or something.
Isn't that unbelievable? And this guy's working in a gym. Now he's a prince.
There
right?
you go.
That's the way.
He lucked out big time.
Listen,
he lucked out big time. He really did.
There's a lesson to be learned from that, Cornell.
That's his,
absolutely.
His book is Training for Royalty.
That's a fantastic title. That's great.
Cornell, are you familiar with some of the new vibration equipment that's out there?
I've used it myself.
The power plates.
Yep.
Now,
you like those?
What did you think of that? Because I'll tell you, I went on that thing, and I'll tell you, it was a great therapeutic device. I felt fantastic. From head to toe, I felt great afterwards. But apparently people are using that to train with.
Well, just the way I put it, I think it's a very good supplement to your training. I don't think it should be a complete replacement of your training. And, you know, there are many ways of working out, and that's just one of them. And I would absolutely instigate people use it because it really does allow your body to train in a different way.
Right.
But I wouldn't rely exclusively on that.
Right.
I'm not an advocate of using one mode of exercise.
Right.
I think the cross-training aspect is so important of you doing lots of different activities. That's what the body's designed for, not just to do one thing. It's designed to do lots of different things.
Right. Well, in your book, there's the thing I love about your book is there's a ton of pictures and a ton of things.
Is that you in the book? Those are all pictures of you?
No, that's one of the publisher's friends, I believe. I've got a small picture in the back. Yeah.
No, but the thing I like about your book is there's lots of demonstrations.
You couldn't get DiCaprio to be in the book?
No.
Doing those
you know, he was commanding such a big fee, you know?
Yeah, I can't believe you
the publisher couldn't afford it.
I can't.
Couldn't you Photoshop his face in for that guy?
You could have said Leo.
Then I'd be in court for the rest of my life.
But the thing that's great about the book is there's tons of pictures of things that you don't need to necessarily have to be in a gym to actually do to get lots of benefit from. And that's, I guess, what the budget, you know, there's plenty of exercises you can do that are very cost effective.
Yeah, you can do plyometrics jumping off the book because that's a pretty big book.
Yeah, you need a plyometric.
Springboard.
Exactly.
So, I mean, the ethos of the book is really how to exercise on a budget. On a budget, or if you have purse strings having to be pulled a lot tighter in this current climate. And it really is sort of the no gym scenario book. You don't need to go to a gym in order to get yourself in super duper shape. I never ever train my clients in a gym.
Right.
It's always at home, in the park, or in their office, or outside if we can. It's always as much as we can outside. But I never take them to a gym. My clients hate gyms.
Now, Cornell, how is it training celebrities? Do you like training celebrities, or would you rather train just
regular everyday people?
No. You know what? They're regular people like us.
No, they're not.
They've got bigger bank balance. They've got they've got more status. They perhaps look a bit more attractive than us. But, you know, you cut down to the fine bones of it. They're a bunch of really nice people. You know, the ones I've worked with, I have to say, hand on heart, they're not full of airs and graces. They're very down-to-earth people. They're very realistic. They want to work on their craft, i.e. acting or whatever it may be. And it's an absolute pleasure working with these people. It really, really is. And it's nice to know that people of that kind of stature, that sort of status, are down to earth. They're realistic. They have a real view on life. And it's a real pleasure working with them. It really is.
Cornell, who was a pain in the ass? Who did you have to let go? Who did you have to say, listen, You're a jerk.
I don't see Russell Crowe's name on this.
Yeah, did you
get rid of him?
I heard you were training Russell Crowe, and you said, "Look, you're just
this is not going to work out.
It's not going to work out."
No, I don't know where you got that rumor from. Well, I would love to work with Russell Crowe.
Okay,
I imagine he would really put a lot. I think he'd get a lot of out of the exercise.
Let me ask
really
you,
would put the hard work.
What
into
about
it.
Beckham? Did you work with him?
I'll tell you what, I did almost work with Beckham.
Did
my
you?
Gardener looked identical to David Beckham. Everyone thought he was David Beckham. So I almost lied and said, look, David Beckham's my best friend.
I like to train his wife.
A lookalike.
I like
that's
to
that's
despite...
the closest I got to David Beckham.
Yeah, wow, that's pretty good. Now, in terms of people that are out there, in terms of there's one thing you can leave them, in terms of getting motivated and getting to a place where they can start working out and get that celebrity body on a budget, what would be the one thing that you could tell people that they need to focus on?
I say to a lot of people, never ever treat exercise as something that you do in your spare time, because before you know it, your spare time gets gobbled up with doing something else. Treat exercise as an integral part of your life. Treat it as priority. Like you have something in your diary, you put your exercise session into your diary, it's penciled in, well, not penciled in, it's inked in, so you can't rub it out, and then you do it. That's the most important thing. One tip, that's the tip I'll give.
That's a great tip. It's got to be, we like to say, it's got to make it to the top three non-negotiable priorities. It's got to be
absolutely.
It's got to be a, just like, you
but
know.
But you said it more elegantly.
Yes, because of your accent.
Yeah.
And that's the main thing. If people want to go into this field, and if you want to train celebrities,
you should get speech training.
You have to have a cool name.
Dialect.
You have to have a cool name, number one. And number two, you have to have an accent. It's very important.
Thanks, guys. I take that as a compliment. Yeah. I really do.
Now, do you think that if Dr. Fitness came to England, like, is the American accent, is that considered, like, exotic there?
No, we sound horrible, right? People can't stand us.
We're fine with the Americans. No disrespect, guys. You guys are quite loud.
We are loud.
When Americans come to England, they like to know
that we're here.
They want to be heard as well as seen.
Yeah.
That's my experience with Americans. I've got a couple of American clients, and they're my loudest clients.
Oh, my God.
making loud seem bad.
Loud's good, especially when we're training when they've got to shout sometimes. But loud is good.
Well, the website, where can we get the book? The website I have is cmcfit.cu.uk. Is that the place?
Cmcfit.co.uk.
CMCFit.
That's a lot of letters and periods.
Yeah,
we're not.
It's very difficult.
But the best place to get it, Amazon.com.
Amazon.com is the best place to get this book. I highly recommend it. Celebrity Body on a Budget. Cornell, before you go, give me your World Cup prediction. What's going to happen? Sweet 16, what's going to happen? First of all, America. Are we going to get past Ghana?
I think you guys have got a pretty good chance. You've got to, listen, we've all got, at the moment, it could go any way. I mean, we're playing Germany, as you guys know.
That's going to be a tough game.
Our favorite friends on Sunday. And they're not playing so brilliantly. I mean, they only scored 1-0 against, was it Ghana? So they're not outstanding performance, but they've got a young team.
Yeah.
But we've got a pretty good chance.
I'll tell you, that guy Lennon can fly. That guy Lennon, I don't think I've ever seen a guy faster on the pitch than Lennon. That guy's just super duper quick. So
he'd take your flying lessons.
Well, listen, we really appreciate coming on the show today, Cornell, and keep in contact with us. Let us know when the next book comes out. Let us know when you're in Atlanta, Georgia, with Leo DiCaprio or Colin Firth when you're shooting a movie here. We'll go out for dinner. We'll maybe go for a run. We'll play some
Absolutely.
Soccer. What do you think?
You guys will get first refusal.
Thanks so much. Great talking to you.
My pleasure.
All right. Take care. Have a great day.
Bye. All right. You too. Bye-bye.
That is Cornell Chin. Check out his new book, Celebrity Body on a Budget. Go to his website, www. I got to say all the W's on this one because there's so many letters. www.cmcfit.co.uk.
Yeah, that rolls off the tongue. Off
the tongue. Mm-hmm. And you can purchase his book, Celebrity Body on a Budget, on Amazon.com. And also when you're online.
You know, when I saw the name, I thought he was a guy from Hogan's Heroes.
Check us out at Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out some of our great past interviews, some of our past not so great interviews.
Yeah, we got them all.
They're
all there. That's the beauty.
Check out our Wellness Minutes. Our Wellness Minutes are very popular.
Yes, you notice
very,
that.
Very
people
popular
because like it's only 3 minutes
of us.
It's only
3 minutes of us. I think people get sick of us.